This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
We talk all the time about Hartford, and we talk about development in Hartford, and we talk about the fits and starts of development in Hartford, and we talk about what it needs and what we think it needs and what it's going to get, and it's just a lot. It's a lot, and it seems like the hit rate on plans, you know, actually coming to be isn't great. I mean, there's something pulled out of Bushnell South and something's back in, and the guy who knows everything about this stuff, at least he's supposed to, Mr. Ken Goslin, joining us here in Brian and Company. Sir, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
So, I mean, you know, it's funny. We were talking about, like, big picture-y things. I mean, you've covered, you know, business in Hartford and stuff for a long, long time. I mean, does it feel like, before we get into specifics of the stuff you've written, and does it, first and foremost, is Mayor Orlan Balam, now that the sort of the honeymoon is over, how is he doing sort of picking up where Bronan was going? Is he struggling? Is he doing better? I can't get a feel for what's happening.
Well, I think, no, he has picked up where Mayor Bronan left off, but, you know, some of his emphasis, he has a little bit more emphasis on the neighborhoods than his predecessor did. He's really focusing a lot of efforts there. So, yeah, you know, maybe, I know you say honeymoon is over, but, you know, it's still early in the game for him.
Well, I mean, I think that in terms of the developments, you know, you wrote, I don't know if it was last week, about the Bushnell South plan that fell through. And then this week, there's another plan nearby that's coming to fruition. Mm-hmm. You know, when do we believe that something's actually going to get made? You know, like, I mean, it's because that Bushnell South thing, we talked about it for a long time, and now, boom, it's gone.
Yes, yes. Well, I would have to agree with you. I think we believe it when the deal is closed and the financing is all in place. That was, I think, everybody would say that was a disappointment that isn't happening right now. And many, you know, 3 years went by, and so it definitely was a disappointment. And you know, those parking lots near the Bushnell, which, you know, anybody who goes through Hartford is aware of those, knows those, you know, is a big piece of what Bushnell South is, you know, supposed to be. And to have to now do another correction is going to put it off, you know, at least a couple of years till there's some groundbreaking there.
So is the assumption, I mean, again, it's that fund, they couldn't secure funding, but is it really like maybe they looked at it and they said, you know, it's not worth it for us and they just needed an excuse?
No, I think that the funding was I had a conversation with them and have had conversations with them since they were preferred developer, you know, what, almost 3 years ago now. And they did try different approaches to it, you know, cutting in half, you know, doing half at a time, bringing in different components. And the numbers just did not work. You know, the construction costs are way up. Financing is not, you know, it's very expensive right now with interest rates. So, you know, it just did not come together for them.
We're talking with Ken Goslin from the Hartford Courant. Again, go to current.com to read about it. So this latest one that you wrote about, where is it relative to the one that fell through, and what is it?
Okay, so it's right around the corner from there. If you think about how this Bushnell South is put together, it's a combination of, you know, the parking lots, which we talk a lot about, and some buildings that were vacant around it. And this one is in, would be in the northwestern corner. Used to be state offices there, and those are going to be converted to apartments now, 100 between two buildings. And they're right next to the Bushnell Performing Arts Center. And so those are going to go forward. But that also was a tortured, a very tortured, you know, process to get that one going as well. So these are not easy deals to put together.
And that one's, this recent one is definitely going to happen?
That's definitely happening. Okay. The buildings have been purchased by the developer and the developing team, I should say. There's two. And, you know, now they were in there doing demo. And the financing just closed on Friday, so they were it just took a long time to get there. If you think about these development deals, sometimes this one had like a dozen sources of financing coming into it. So it's just a really complicated deal.
Then the buildings themselves aren't costing these developers a lot of money. You know what I mean? They're getting the real estate relatively inexpensively.
Yeah. They purchased those from the state about a little over $1 million for the two of them. So, but the problem becomes that they are difficult to convert because they're old buildings.
Right.
So that makes it expensive.
Now, there's a bunch of questions I have left. But if they convert them into units, do you think there's demand for them?
Well, what we see so far in the market, yes. Okay, but there's a lot of apartments coming on, you know, on the market. If you look at around where Duncan Park is, there's a lot going up there. And I think there's, you know, if we look at the numbers today, yes, there is demand. But I think even the developers are starting to think, okay, we, you know, maybe this needs to get stretched out a little bit. We can't have too many at one time. So looking today, yes, but that's always a concern because it's not only Hartford that's building apartments, it's all the towns around it and throughout the state. Everyone is looking at apartments. One of my colleagues just wrote this morning about Simsbury looking to bring apartments to a shopping center that isn't doing well. So there just is a lot of apartments coming out right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think demand in the burbs, if you will, I think is pretty firm. I mean, every small to mid-range city is desperate for housing, it seems here. Mm-hmm. It's just Hartford. It's a different kind of sell.
Yeah.
I mean, Ken Gosselin from the Hartford Current joining us. Also, the hotel story. I mean, obviously, mm-hmm. more rooms online is a good thing, but that's pretty ambiguous too.
It's very. We don't know too much about it. The mayor just made a very quick public statement about that last week. And if you're in Hartford at all, you know where that is, where the broadcast house was. It's been an empty hole now for 13 years or more. And many proposals for that, going to your point, have not come to fruition. So we will see what develops there. But certainly the city of Hartford lost the hotel rooms during the pandemic. And so, you know, to support convention business, which is the convention center is right down the street from there, would need to be more hotel rooms. The problem becomes for Hartford is that it's kind of an up and down thing with demand. So hotels are very tricky.
Hi, Ken. Anything else cooking? You doing good?
Oh, tons of stuff. Tons of stuff.
When's your next one coming out? You got something this afternoon or?
Well, maybe. Possibly.
Possibly.
If you know, I'm always cagey.
Yeah. I know, Ken. I know. I want people to read your stuff, though. So that's
well,
what I'm
good.
For.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for
appreciate
coming.
Appreciate the
on.
Time.
Have
okay.
A good one.
Take care.
Right, yep. Ken Gosselin from the Hartford Current.